American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A judge confirmed today that President-elect Donald Trump won't be sentenced this month in his hush money case, instead setting a schedule for prosecutors and his attorneys to expand on their ideas about what to do next. Amid a flurry of filings in the case since Trump's election win this month, it had already become clear that the November 26th sentencing date would not hold. And Fox News host Todd Pyro says the Democrats are still looking for a win against Trump.
I've talked to a lot of liberals. They're still out for blood. Mm-hmm. They're so upset with what happened on November 5th, and they cannot accept what happened on November 5th, that they're looking for any kind of a win. They want him behind bars. Realistically, that's never going to happen. But they do want some pound of flesh.
In what appears to be sabotage by the outgoing Democrat administration, the New York Post reports the Biden administration is quietly rushing to implement new policies that will loosen restrictions on illegal aliens, a parting attempt to thwart President-elect Donald Trump's immigration crackdowns and mass deportations, sources tell the Post. And New York City will be ground zero for these changes. The outgoing administration intends to launch an ICE portal app starting in early December in New York City that will allow illegals to bypass in-person check-ins to their local ICE office. An immigration reform organization says the city of Los Angeles is ignoring the will of the people in approving an official ordinance making it a so-called sanctuary city. Here's a report from AFN's Chad Groening.
The L.A. City Council has unanimously passed an ordinance that bars city resources from being used for immigration, enforcement, and city departments from sharing information on people without legal status with federal immigration authorities. More than a dozen cities across the United States have enacted similar provisions. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to undertake a major deportation operation of people in the country illegally, starting with those who have committed violent crimes. Ira Melman is media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
They are ignoring the voters up and down the state of California, including right there in Los Angeles. A couple of weeks ago, they voted George Gascon out of office because he wasn't prosecuting criminals, because he was turning criminals loose and people were paying for it with their lives, with their property, with their safety. So the voters are making it very clear, even in deep blue states like California, that they've had enough. And yet the city council in Los Angeles is, again, ignoring the will of the people and just doing its thing.
And Tom Holman, the incoming border czar, has made it clear that Immigration Customs Enforcement agents don't need the cooperation of anyone to remove illegals from the country.
He's going to do his job, in spite of the fact that L.A. is a sanctuary city, that California is a sanctuary state. The federal government still has the authority to carry out federal laws in those jurisdictions. This is politically driven. It's got nothing to do with concern for families or anything else. It is simply that they are ideologically in favor of open borders.
I'm Chad Groening.
Meg Kilgannon, FRC, Senior Fellow for Education Studies, stopped by Washington Watch and gave her thoughts on Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon.
I think that we need someone who is not a part of the educational industrial complex to be in charge of this department so that it can do the work that the American people want it to do until we try to shut it down. But I think that she is obviously a very trusted member of the Trump team. The president-elect entrusted her to run the transition for his team, which was where we saw the first Russiagate things happening. And so she's obviously a highly regarded person.
She went on to say that to close the Department of Education would first begin with an act of Congress. In final news, Fox Weather reports a Bible was found stuck on a fence post after the Helene disaster in North Carolina. When Hurricane Helene struck western North Carolina in late September, it dropped about 30 inches of rain, or nearly 4 months' worth of rain in just 3 days. The Bible was found next to the home of a Marine veteran and his family in the town of Old Fort. It was open to the Book of Revelation. That's all our time for now. Find more at AFN.net. Have a great weekend. I'm Robert Thornton.